17. To keep in good company, table of contents. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 27:17. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13:20. Avoiding evil company, table of contents. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 1:1. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:17. 18. To performing oaths, table of contents. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. Psalm 15:1, 4. He who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Psalm 24:4, 5. 19. To the keeping of the Sabbath, table of contents. The Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Exodus 20:11. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah 58:13, 14. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that laid hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. The sons of the stranger, that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Isaiah 56:2, 6, 7. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Mark 2:27. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them. Acts 20:7. Hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. Ezekiel 20:20. The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, came Jesus, and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. John 20:19. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Revelation 1:11. It shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David. Jeremiah 17:24, 25. Chapter 2 In the Performance of Duty Toward Men. 1. To obedience to parents, table of contents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Ephesians 6:1-3. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Proverbs 1:8-9. But if any widow have children or nephews, grandchildren, let them learn first to show piety at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. 1 Timothy 5:4. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Colossians 3:20. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Proverbs 6:20-22. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Jeremiah 35:18-19. 2. To good education table of contents. For I know him Abraham, that he will command his children, and his household, after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. Genesis 18:19. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11:19-21. Correction of children table of contents. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 22:15. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 23:13-14. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringing up his mother to shame. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Proverbs 29:15-17. 3. To a good wife table of contents. Every wise woman buildeth her house. Proverbs 14:1. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Proverbs 11:16. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Proverbs 12:4. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Her children arise up, and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Proverbs 31:10-25, 28, 30, 31. 4. To faithful servants table of contents. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Proverbs 27:18. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Proverbs 17:2. The king's favor is toward a wise servant. Proverbs 14:35. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3:22-24. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God, from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Ephesians 6:5-8. 5. To good kings and magistrates table of contents. The throne is established by righteousness. Proverbs 16:12. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. Proverbs 20:28. The king that faithfully judgeth the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Proverbs 29:14. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Isaiah 28:5-6. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left to the end, that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children, in the midst of Israel. Deuteronomy 17:18-20. 6. To obedient subjects, table of contents. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king, as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. 1 Peter 2:13-15. Whoso keepeth the commandment, the king shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Ecclesiastes 8:5. 7. To faithful ministers, table of contents. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. Isaiah 49:4. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Isaiah 32:20. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 31:14. The elders which are among you I exhort, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither, as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 5:1-4. These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. Revelation 2:1. Take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself, and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4:16. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. John 4:36. Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. Luke 12:42-44. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Psalm 132:16. The Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one, therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Jeremiah 20:11. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Ezekiel 3:8-9. Thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vile, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee, and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Jeremiah 15:19-21. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Luke 21:15. Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren, the Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. Deuteronomy 10:9. Bless, Lord, his substance Levi's, and accept the work of his hand, smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Deuteronomy 33:11. When they deliver you up, take no thought how or what he shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what he shall speak. For it is not he that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Matthew 10:19-20. The Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. They shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Jeremiah 1:7-8-19. 8. To them that receive and hearken to ministers, table of contents. He that heareth you heareth me. Luke 10:16. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. See John 13:20. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Matthew 10:40-41. 9. To love and unity, table of contents. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:35. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. 1 John 2:10. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life, forevermore. Psalm 133:1-3. To the peacemakers, table of contents. To the counselors of peace is joy. Proverbs 12:20. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. He that will love life and see good days, let him seek peace and ensue it. 1 Peter 3:10-11. Love to God's people, table of contents. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Psalm 122:6. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. Psalm 15:1-4. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John 4:12. Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. Numbers 24:9. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. Hebrews 6:10. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed, and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. 1 John 3:14-18-19-10. To the charitable, the merciful, and the liberal, to God's ministers, table of contents. He that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Proverbs 14:21. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Proverbs 19:17. I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Psalm 37:25-26. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Proverbs 11:24-25-27. A good man showeth favor, and lendeth he will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever, the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor. Psalm 112 5, 6, 9. Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him, and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing, thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. Psalm 41 1-3. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Matthew 10:42. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7, and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Ecclesiastes 11:1, 2. Is it not the fast that I have chosen, to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Isaiah 58:7, 8, 10, 11. The liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Isaiah 32:8. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Proverbs 22:9. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Proverbs 28:8, 27. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that, when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Luke 16:9. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25:34-36, 40. Give alms of such things as ye have, and, behold, all things are clean unto you. Luke 11:41. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. Luke 12:33. When thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Luke 14:13, 14. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal it shall be measured to you again. Luke 6:38. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. 2 Corinthians 9:8, 10. To do good, and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Hebrews 13:16. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Mark 10:21. If there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. 2 Corinthians 8:12. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:6, 7. Thou shalt surely give him thy poor brother, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto. Deuteronomy 15:10. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:17-19. To alms in secret table of contents. When thou owest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand oweth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6:3-4. To the supporting God's ministers and worship table of contents. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Proverbs 3:9-10. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou owest. Deuteronomy 14:29. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 3:10-12. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6:6-8. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit, that may abound to your account. But I have all, and abound I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:17-19. To the merciful table of contents. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Proverbs 11:17. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew 5:7. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. Psalm 18:25. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Proverbs 3:3-4. If the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. In any case thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment, and bless thee, and it shall be righteousness unto thee before the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 24:12-13. 11. To the giving and receiving of reproof table of contents. To them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Proverbs 24:25. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor, and he that flattereth with the tongue. Proverbs 28:23. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Proverbs 13:18. As an earring of gold, and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. Proverbs 25:12. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Proverbs 15:31-32. 12. To forgiving injuries table of contents. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Proverbs 20:22. Love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Luke 6:35-37. Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:44-45. If ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Mark 11:25. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink, for thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Proverbs 25:21-22. Psalm 12:20-13. To chastity and purity table of contents. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. If a man be just, and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 18:5-6-9. Unto the pure all things are pure. Titus 1:15. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. Psalm 18:26. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Psalm 73:1. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Psalm 24:3-4. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. 2 Timothy 2:21-14. To diligence table of contents. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs 10:4. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Proverbs 14:23. The soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Proverbs 13:4-11. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of every one that is hasty only to want. Proverbs 21:5. Seest thou man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 22:29. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Proverbs 28:19. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The substance of a diligent man is precious. Proverbs 12:11-24-27. To improving our talents table of contents. Well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. Matthew 25:23-29. See Matt 13:12. Moderation in sleep table of contents. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Proverbs 20:13-15. To the just and honest table of contents. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. Proverbs 15:27. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Proverbs 11:1. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Proverbs 12:21. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Proverbs 28:20. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live, and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 16:20. He that walketh righteously, and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Isaiah 33:15-16. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Proverbs 16:8. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Proverbs 21:3. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalm 15:5. Thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 25:15. If a man be just, and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment, he that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 18:5-7-9. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment, and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that laid hold on it. Isaiah 56:1-2. 16. To truth day beloved contents. He that will love life, and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips, that they speak no guile. 1 Peter 3:10. See Psalm 34:12-13. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Proverbs 12:19-22. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor. Psalm 15:1-3. 17. To candor table of contents. Judge not, that ye be not judged. 2. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7:1-2. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Psalm 15:1-3. 18. To contentment and mortification table of contents. Contentment table of contents. Godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Proverbs 14:30. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Proverbs 17:22. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Proverbs 15:15. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs 23:17-18. Mortification of sin table of contents. If ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Romans 8:13. If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off, and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Matthew 5:29-30. To the spiritually minded table of contents. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8:6. Chapter 3 in the Cultivation of Christian Character. 1. To the meek, humble, contrite table of contents. The meek table of contents. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought as judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah 2:3. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. He that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Proverbs 15:1-18. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. 1 Peter 3:3-4. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Proverbs 14:29. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. Psalm 25:9. The Lord lifteth up the meek, he casteth the wicked down to the ground. Psalm 147:6. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Psalm 149:4. The meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalm 37:11. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. Isaiah 11:4. The meek shall eat, and be satisfied, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Psalm 22:26. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 29:19. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife. Proverbs 20:3. The discretion of a man defrayeth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Proverbs 19:11. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit, and he that taketh a city. Proverbs 16:32. To the humble table of contents. He shall save the humble person. Job 22:29. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Psalm 9:12. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Psalm 10:17. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. Proverbs 3:34. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Proverbs 11:2. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. James 4:6. See 1 Peter 5:5. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Psalm 138:6. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, and honor, and life. Proverbs 22:4. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 29:23. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 15:33. Before destruction the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 18:12. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly, than to divide the spoil with the proud. Proverbs 16:19. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:4. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Matthew 23:12. See Luke 18:14. The contrite and mourner's table of contents. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 34:18. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. Ecclesiastes 7:3. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66:2. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51:17. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:3-4. Passeth the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57:15. 2. To them that suffer for righteousness' sake table of contents. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 10:39. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:12. Every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew 19:29. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye, when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew 5:10-12. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:17, 35-37. Persecuted, but not forsaken. 2 Corinthians 4:9. If ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing, and for evil-doing. 1 Peter 3:14, 17.